Hi, this is Senior Esteban.
This is Kyle.
And this is Steve. And you're listening to another proud production of the 4i Radio Network, also known as
The Fern.
For more great content, check out www.4iradio.com.
Yeah.
Hello, and this is Stephen Mooney. I'm here to talk to you about one of our proud sponsors on the 4i Radio Network. They are called America Joy Print Shop. If you're looking to do business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more, then definitely check out AmericaJoy.com for more information. And tell them the Fern sent you.
Back here on the Underground Railroad. Sorry, guys, we took a little break with the turkey sabbatical. Yeah, but we're back now, and we are so delighted to be here.
Yes, ecstatic.
You want to start where the starting's good?
Yeah, let's hit the start button.
Boosh!
All right. Well, I think we should start with our traditional fun
awkward
time questions.
Awkward moments. Would you like to kick this off?
Yeah, you know, I'll jump start it. So, good times, everybody. I work at Hanny's. It's a delightful and creepy restaurant downtown Phoenix, right on the pulse of downtown. And anyhow, so, you know, it's a Friday night. It's getting busy. It's getting bumping. It's getting wickety wild. And this guy, like, comes up from behind and just starts, what? No. You mean yes. No, and so I'm like, what the hell?
Yes.
I turn around, and it's this guy who, when I was around 25, had a one-night stand with, and he was significantly older than me. I want to say maybe 35 at the time.
Okay, so like 10 years on you.
10 years, oh, yeah. And, like, it was a terrible, terrible
encounter. Was it really that bad
encounter. It was terrible. And, like, I was young, and he's all, talk dirty to me. And I'm like, flip me like a pancake? And he was just like, okay, whatever. We're going to stop there with those hot words. And the whole thing, and he just, it wasn't good at all.
That's the reason why it only happened once.
Yeah, exactly. And so, so it was kind of awkward, and he was like, hey, how's it going? How you been? And I'm like, hey, it's great to see you, Graham. Grady, yes, Grady, good to see you. And he's like, hey, and like, he's with all his buddies, and I knew, like, the moment I walked away that he was all, like, I turned around for a second and, like, saw high fives going around, and,
oh,
like,
Jesus.
I know that he was like, oh, yeah, boys, I'd tap that, and, like, because now he's probably, like, 40.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, he was, like, talking to me a little bit about how he's like, you know, because he used to live in Ahwatukee,
yeah,
and now he lives downtown, and he used to live in a really nice house in Ahwatukee, because he, like, worked at some, like, alarm system company. I think it was, like, Tyco, I don't know, but, and so he was very well off, and he was like, yeah, Matt, you gotta check out my place now. I live in downtown, and I have, like, $1 million property, and also I it's picture time. No, and also he's like, you don't even know what's going on downtown, and it's just, there's all these restaurants, and everything's changing, and it's getting better and more exciting, and blah, 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 and I'm like, okay, all right, cool. He's like, you gotta get my number. Give me your number. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, slow, easy, does it. Okay. So, anyway, I ended up giving him my number. Yeah.
No, I would have been like, I don't know if my boyfriend would be cool with this, and then you walk away.
Well, he's from Boston.
Who cares?
And he's a cool guy. Like, I liked him. He's funny. He's
How much has your phone blown up?
A few times.
Yeah.
He's been gentle. Okay. He's been gentle about it.
Swear, you women.
But yeah, so I didn't really think much of his, like, blabbing on about downtown and how he's, like, helping it grow or whatever. And then, like, a few days later, this food tour comes in and to Hanny's. And they leave all these brochures on the table after they left, which I was like, fuck you guys. You can't fucking pick up your trash. Gotta leave it for us. But anyway, so...
I hope this was printed on recycled paper with soy ink.
Yes, something. I just was like...
Did they make that?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
But soy is bad, everybody. But there was his face on the cover of the brochure.
Oh, wow.
For the new and exciting things to do in downtown Phoenix.
So he's apparently a big deal.
So he's a big deal.
You're going to sleep home again, aren't you?
If only if I don't have to talk dirty to him.
Oh, boosh. So my awkward moment happened today at work.
Ooh.
This guy called in. And I remember him being in the store like once, I think, but he's ordered quite a bit from us because there's a salon in our shopping complex and he was constantly sending flowers to his girlfriend at the salon and we would waive the delivery fee and just walk it over because that's what
charge him extra.
You know, we're just like, we're not using any.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not using any gas or anything. So
that's the fee is.
So when I answered the phone and he was like, oh, yeah, this is John Anderson. Oops, sorry, I used your name, dude. But
it's a pretty common name.
You can fix that real easy.
It's almost like a John Doe.
What was it, John A? No. We'll go with J. Anderson.
Yeah.
No, go with Adam Henry.
So, why don't you just call him Mr. Anderson?
So this guy, he's like, hey, it's so-and-so, like... I order with you guys a lot. I send the stuff to the salon, and I was like, oh yeah, let's go ahead and start your order. And he's like, wait, you're the brunette, right? I was like, yeah. And he's like, I'm sorry, I just have to say you're so adorable. And I was like, oh, thanks. Like, yeah, I hear that all the time.
Yeah,
I know I'm cute. So I'm trying to get this order taken from him. And it gets to a point where I realize, like, okay, so you're in the doghouse. And he's like, yeah, I am, blah, blah, blah. And so he proceeds to keep telling me how attractive I am. He was like, oh, yeah, and you've got those gorgeous blue eyes and da-da-da-da. And I'm just like, okay, dude, you're in the doghouse. You're hitting on me over the phone. And now it gets to a point where he was like, well, hey, you know, if it doesn't work out with me getting out of the doghouse, could I please go on a date with you? And I just laughed and I was like, oh, I'm already spoken for, which unfortunately isn't true, but
Aaron knows how to lie.
But I was just I was just like, oh, you know, I'm already spoken for, ha ha ha. And he was like, oh, man, like, I hope he treats you right because blah, 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 you're so, so good looking. And I've seen that you're a hard worker, like, when I've been in the shop, but you're a true artist and just is going on. And finally, I was just like, sir, can I please get your credit card number? Because at this point, like, all I wanted to do was, like, bathe in bleach because I felt so disgusting. And I was like, oh, my God, I hope I don't end up having to walk these flowers over to the salon because I'm just going to tell this girl, run as far away as you can. Just go. Just
don't even
go.
Care. Give her the flowers. Just
get, like, oh, my goodness, girl. Like, what a fucking skeez your man is. And apparently he delivered something to her last week and one of the other girls walked it over and handed it to the girl at the front desk, and the girl was like, oh yeah, I don't think she's even gonna want these. And then today, like, our delivery guy, he walked them over, Robert bought them, and the girl at the front desk just rolled her eyes and was like, oh my god, I swear she has a stalker. And we all know that they were at a point in a relationship, but it sounds like things have gone sour recently, and that this girl is
the petals
not want anything to do with him. I think his card message was just like, hey, I hope you're okay.
Did he, like, beat her ass? Like, what?
Yeah. So, like, that's all the card message was. And, like, the whole day I'm just like, okay, the next time, because I know this guy will probably stop into the shop again. And it's just going to be so uncomfortable because it, off of my head, like, I can't think of even what this guy looks like. It's going to be so uncomfortable when he decides to be a customer again, because no, thank you, sir. And especially, okay, really? Like, this has happened a few times in my industry where guys come in and they're getting flowers for their girlfriend or their wife. Like, they're ordering romantic bouquets and writing, like, hey, baby, I love you. And then they're flirting with me the entire time. And it's just like...
That actually is interesting. Do you think... That kind of makes me kind of look at flowers differently. Because... Maybe if guys do give you flowers, that's a bad sign.
Well, my thing is most, a lot of individuals will come in and they're sending flowers because it's an anniversary or it's a birthday or they fucked up. It doesn't happen as often as it should where they're just sending them just because.
Yeah, I have never sent flowers when I fucked up. Because then it's like every time, then it's kind of like training a dog, where like a dog, you know, you'll give them treats for doing something. But if you give them treats, or even a cat, if they're doing something bad, they'll go, I'm going to keep doing this. So
you
do that for a girl, and then it's just going to come to the point where it's like, oh, he keeps fucking up. That's what I went with the whole give them on anniversaries, give them on a romantic day like Valentine's Day if it's a birthday or a special occasion. But, guys, if you really want to make your woman happy, just buy them flowers out of the blue.
Yeah, I think that's the best reason to give flowers.
Out of nowhere.
Just because.
Just out of the blue.
Because every time you fuck up, that arrangement needs to get bigger and better. So eventually you're going to need to, like, donate a forest to her in order to, like...
She's going to have, like, half of Yellowstone National Park
Because
you ran over her cat.
That's what I've learned. Don't give flowers when you fuck up. Give flowers out of the blue. And then it's great because not only, especially if you send it to her work or something like that, you piss off all the coworkers because they're like, why is he sending you flowers?
I'm lonely and fat.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, why is he sending you flowers? What day is it? It's like, oh, no, he just does this out of the blue because he's a romantic and everything like that. And then those women go home and yell at their husbands and or boyfriend or cat. Toby,
why did you send me flowers?
It's interesting, too, because I've... Of course, I notice things on orders, making sure that, you know, we're getting it delivered at the right time and that we do have the correct address, or, oh, hey, like, I need to call this person because they ordered something that's not in season or whatever, whatever. And there are times when you realize that the person sending the flowers is also the person receiving the flowers. And then you notice that it's going to her office. And then you notice the card message is something like, oh, can't wait for this weekend, XOXO. And you're like, wow, this lady just dropped $90 to send herself flowers and
to make a guy jealous, create
some tension in the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
And that's always interesting.
I did not know women did that.
I've seen it on
TV too.
Well, that's quite sad.
Yeah, I've seen it on TV, but then working in the industry,
about as sad as.
No, that's fun.
I also took a photo of a really interesting card message we got the other day. This individual sent 24 red roses, and the card reads. One second, let me pull it up. My phone's being sad.
I'm sorry
I fucked your mother.
Yeah. I wish. That'd be hilarious.
You know what? I want to do that. I just want to... just pick a random female name. and then send it to a random office.
Yeah.
Because, you know, someone will get these flowers.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then just Anna just said, I'm sorry, I fucked your mother. And they have no idea who it is. Or
yeah.
It is.
So this 2 dozen roses that went out last week, it said, the card message is, there is no stress or expectations with these flowers. I just wanted to leave it on a good note. When I see / talk to you in the future, there will be no drama or stress. I am just sick of it as you. Have a great ... off to my stable career.
Hmm.
All right. Well, I mean, it's pleasant. It's not like...
Sounds like my ex-wife.
It'd be really funny to like send someone flowers and be like, you suck. I'm sending you flowers because you're an asshole.
Well, I will say this. Sammy, she hasn't gotten them in a while, but she, 2 times in a row she did get some flowers from Pro Flowers. And that's fine. All, we have no idea who sent them. We have no idea who they're from or whatnot.
Steve,
but
we know it was you.
No, it's not me because I end up cleaning them up and throwing them out, and they end up
because
getting a mess everywhere. No, because I'm OCD and I have problems. So for that individual, because I know they listen, everybody listens to our network, for that individual,
everybody does.
Stop fucking sending flowers.
Even the president. Obama.
Just don't go. Sorry, don't use Pro Flowers. They show up in a fucking box, and you have to do it yourself. Use
a
florist.
All good gifts come in boxes.
Like a cop in a box.
Yeah. Oh, random story while you're searching for whatever you're searching for. We went to, I went to Raven's going away party, our neighbor,
mm-hmm.
and she went
That's a Raven?
Actually, her middle name is Samoa.
Whoa.
Samoa. Like,
damn.
That's a Raven. Anyways, so we went to the Brat House, which I've never been there before. It's actually a quite delicious place, good booze and good food and everything like that. And two guys, I had no idea what was going on. I'm guessing it was some Christmas thing, but it was a really weird Christmas scene. But two of the individuals showed up as the Cock in the Box guys with the boxes to go.
Awesome.
And I was like, that's very creative.
That is badass. That I should do that next year for Halloween.
You're going as Cock in the Box guy?
Yeah.
Which one? Andy Samberg or Justin Timberlake's?
Justin Timberlake.
Well, you can be GT.
I'll be Justin Timberlake.
You'll be Justin. I'll be Andy Samberg.
Okay.
I'm pretty funny. So I think I could be the funnier one.
I can see.
Actually, I don't know. I mean, JT really knows how to hold his shit together, man.
Yeah. That's because he's an Aquarius.
He's pretty hilarious.
I didn't even know that. You and Matt should talk.
Yeah.
He went to the Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I know. I know. He went to Justin Timberlake instead of Less Than Jake, which is hilarious because the Fro Show.
Well, I put it this way. He went to, what's it called? He most likely Less Than Jake, he probably would have gone by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Timberlake, he took his wife. So
yeah. I noticed on Spotify, after the Justin Timberlake concert, he was listening to the new Britney Spears album. So I'm a little worried about
to get back.
I am not worried about Matt. Matt is one of those guys that
he's changed a lot.
No,
since
he just doesn't care.
I know.
So like he listens to One Direction for crying out loud.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the wrong direction.
He just likes music, just whatever he gets his ear holes on.
Yeah. He has some pretty big holes in his ears. That's a big. He still got his big gauges, right?
No, not really.
Oh.
These are either my size or a little bit bigger, but nothing huge.
Oh, never mind. I've never met this individual in my life, actually.
So, Aaron, you went to an interesting Christmas party last week.
Yeah, I was actually here.
You way to bury the lead.
No,
no,
I went to...
Natalie can't be mad because she was invited.
I don't remember this invitation
ever. It was on Facebook.
Coming to my house.
It never came to your house.
In a red
envelope. It didn't.
With candies and doves flying out of it.
Yeah, and you wouldn't.
Because it wasn't a save the date.
Because if you would have gotten that, you would have gotten it from.
Yeah, I definitely would not have
gotten
it. Would
have been from a magician.
I love magicians.
Or John Woo.
Yeah, the party was good.
No one bobbed for apples, but Skylar and I sat down for a bit, and it was funny, because I looked back when everybody was talking to my sister. I'm like, I love how it's funny how guys hit on my sister when I know they have no chance.
I know they have no chance either, but
hilarious.
I just talked to them anyway.
Yeah.
No, I know that, because that's just the kind of person you are, but it's just kind of funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, because one individual thought that calling me a dirty hippie all night was the way to get me to
drop them panties.
Drop my panties.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty funny.
And it worked, huh? Admit it. I'm just kidding.
No.
You're like, we're getting married.
Yeah. I mean, if, like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like, there could be certain celebrities that could decide to call me a dirty hippie, and I'd be like, fine by me, you want...
Like Paul Walker?
I will rub my dirty hippie all over your mouth.
No.
Not, really?
Not anymore.
No.
See, she
not ever.
It was a joke, because he's dead.
No, Paul, yeah, I know. Paul not Walker.
Paul's not walking, that's
no,
for
he's
sure.
not walking.
That was not even good. Who let me turn this mic on?
Anyway,
you turned it on before with your dirty talk.
Shut your
face. Oh, yeah, with the flip me over like a pancake.
I'm going to use that next time.
Please don't.
Hello, what's up, ladies? Who wants to flip me over like a pancake tonight?
Ooh, that. Hey.
Yeah, I know.
You're welcome.
You know what?
No, you might want to be careful with that
I don't
one.
Have any luck anyway, so to me it would just be out of pure
You're welcome.
Comedy.
Yeah.
It's, you know how magnets and nails are? That's how it's going to... Pussy is just gonna fly.
No, it's not. It doesn't even fly at me when I'm just actually trying to be serious.
I know. That's why if you say that, it's coming at you like daggers.
Ooh.
Pussy daggers.
Pussy daggers. That's gonna be the name of my next album.
Pussy daggers.
That's
Pussy
gonna daggers. Be the name of my next
porn
menstrual or menstrual cycle.
Oh.
But any hoozle balls.
Yeah, other interesting things going on in the world. The holidays have come upon us.
The holidays, which means it's time to get fat and get sick. Spread all the sickness and merriment to the world.
Spread all that disease.
Yes.
Spread all that venereal disease.
Holidays.
Oh, yeah. So I realized, like, the other week... Everybody had babies. At least a lot of people I knew had babies, like one right after the other. And then it hit me.
I just had my third one right now.
That like 9 months ago was like Valentine's-y time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people I know are having kids and are getting engaged.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of there's more
have fun
people
with that.
Making gonna... babies on New Year's.
Then, yeah.
And that makes a lot of sense
it
to
does.
Me.
Yeah.
Well, it does.
Happy New Year, put
you,
a baby inside.
You have a lot of sex
slogan.
On New Year's.
I have lots of sex on New Year's. Like, that
she
is
just
my...
She only attends orgies on New Year's Eve. That's
about
why.
To say, where will you be New Year's
Eve? Come on down. I'll be working at Hanny's. Giving orgies to everybody.
Giving orgies.
I needs to get laid.
I know, me too. Yes. Preferably with... Someone that's not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how desperate I've been.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god.
First off, you're grave robbering, and you didn't tell me because I actually like to steal things from corpses. I won't desecrate the corpse, but I will steal things.
I can tell you're stealing their fashion.
Ouch.
Just Ooh. Kidding. I love you, Steven.
Well, you know.
I do.
Such a hater.
So much. So much. No, but have you guys started watching American Horror Story?
I've already seen
the first season. I just need to watch the season of the last season in The Asylum was just released on Netflix.
Yes.
I've seen every episode except for, I think, the last three.
Oh,
so
my God.
So I watched them.
Okay.
And then I haven't seen whatever came out this year.
How do you like The Asylum?
I like The Asylum. I thought it was good. How far are you in
The
Asylum?
I'm on the third episode.
Okay, because there's a cameo from somebody... Who's actually quite famous? So I was surprised.
There's
he was
a lot
there.
Of cameos.
And
it's awesome.
It's good.
Who is it? Just tell me.
Ian.
Oh my god! I don't even know who
hold
that
on.
Is.
Ian. Okay, you ever see?
Ian Bing?
No. Did you ever see? I'm trying to think. I want to say Ian. Is that Ian McGregor? Ian. Yeah, what's his last name?
Michael Black.
Not Michael Black. It's Ian something.
Ian.
He was Ian? In. Okay. Did you ever see the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
No.
Okay, he played Blackbeard in that. I'm just going to research right now. Talk amongst yourself. Go for it.
Well, talk amongst yourselves. I'm a little cramped.
I'm a cramped in my yes, downstairs mix-up. No, it's funny because this girl that I work with is from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she is like this 5 foot nothing, just a spitball, just a firecrack nutter. Like, she is funny as fuck. And like, the things that come out of her mouth, it's just hilarious. And the other day, I was doing a crossword, and one of the clues was cashier's bank, and it was a 4-letter word, and I'm like, so what do you think it is, Jen? And she's like, you don't know what it is? And I'm like, no, what is it? She's like, it's drawer. And I'm like, it's D-R-A-W, drawer. And I'm like, you are adorable. Like, she thought drawer, like the cashier's drawer was D-R-A-W, drawer.
Yeah.
The drawer.
Nope.
No, honey, nope. Maybe in New York.
A for effort.
But not here.
Nope, not.
But I love your enthusiasm.
You don't know what it is? Oh, just like, you stupid bitch.
You're so dumb.
Obviously, it's...
But apparently New York is changing the drinking age to 25. In Brooklyn, I think. Or it's not the entire state. But... It is in a certain city. I think it might be Brooklyn. I'm not sure. But apparently there's been, like, numerous crimes and just drunken, just tomfoolery going on.
My thing is, though, is I understand thinking that maybe if you're giving alcohol to 25-year-olds and over, that they're going to use it more responsibly, but
I'm kind of for it, only because I work at a restaurant that is close to a college, and I'll tell you one thing for free, the majority of puke that I'm cleaning up is projectiled from... So someone who was in college and definitely 25 and years and younger.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I understand the philosophy behind it, but also I'm thinking about the last time I was in Brooklyn. And I was 19 and I drank a lot. Like, nobody was carding me, which was pretty rad. Until the one night when I did get carded and I lied about somebody mugging me and stealing my wallet. And then they were like, if you can't show me an ID, you need to leave. And I was like, cool, I already had 3 shots of tequila. Somebody else bought me. Peace.
Ian McShane.
Yep.
He's in it. But I just found out who's also in it that I had no idea who was in it. Adam Levine?
Yeah, Adam Levine. What? Yeah, I saw that. He's in the first, like, few episodes.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ian McShane, he plays a...
You know Adam Levine's had more sex with celebrities? Like, as a celebrity, then...
Well...
And I feel like he's doing it right.
You know what? He is doing it right. And I really have no problem with Adam. No, I don't.
Like, I don't either.
This is the guy I saw... Like,
he's a giant
douchebag. He does the Maroon 5 stuff.
Yeah,
And then he was on Saturday Night Live, and he was actually quite very funny and enjoyable. So, you know, he made fun of himself on stuff. So I was like, you know, if you can laugh at yourself, you're good in my book. So.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's good for him.
Well, yeah. Ian McShane. He was in Deadwood. He was the guy who was like, cocksucker.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It took me a minute to remember what Deadwood was.
Nope.
It's what I have going on right now. Ladies.
Yeah. Are you doing Deadwood? Oh, never mind. Okay.
Back to Natalie's
necrophilia problem.
I don't see it as a problem here, people. Okay.
She sees it as a solution.
It's a solution.
Oh.
And I mean, they can't say no.
That's true.
They're dead. But anyway. No, but that show, thank you for looking up that needless information. But it's amazing, and you should.
I've seen bits of it.
Have you seen? I just want you to just watch the first the pilot, just all the way through. Just all the way through.
Oh, no, like my Lindsay, she was really into it for a while, and I watched a handful of episodes with her, and I was just like, this shit's crazy. This shit is fucking crazy.
No, it freaks me out to go outside now because I'm thinking constantly there's going to be a monster or somebody like who's going to try to kidnap me and keep me in the basement and do shock therapy on my body.
The guy who also played Spock from the new Star Trek's in it, and he's phenomenal in American Horror Story.
Huh. What? So I heard out of all the three episodes, or all the three seasons, the third one is the best.
Which I didn't get a chance to see yet.
Which I haven't either.
But basically the problem with American Horror Story, they're all individual stories.
Yeah. Awesome. Because I feel like, especially with soap operas, they just get more and more, like, outlandish. You know, but at least the story ends, and they start a whole new
one. Yeah,
because
I know, like, the first... I don't know, maybe it wasn't the... Well, if there's only three seasons, it must have been the first season where it's, like, the husband and wife and, like, their daughter and shit and, like, that creepy kid who's dead and...
Spoilers.
Yeah, it's...
You have to realize this is spoilers before you announce shop.
Otherwise we'll get banned from podcasting.
No, we won't get banned from podcasting.
Yes, we will.
We'll just get a lot of hate mail.
Whatever, I can handle it.
No, but when I was going to my house today...
Yes.
And it's dark. Okay, I brought a candle with me, and I started freaking out because of that. Because of the first season, where like, this is our new place, and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that big
house is fucked up.
Yeah, house is angry.
I like that house.
But
it was a cute
house.
It
was a cool house.
Yeah,
it wasn't
I liked
house.
The kitchen.
It was a stupid, crazy people.
Yeah, it was
doctor.
I think it would be great to just have American Horror Story, and then like the fourth season is just it's like a haunted house again, but it's just all that's inhabited is just Christopher Walken.
I saw a picture of him when he was like in his 20s. Yeah, yeah. Christopher Walken all over me, baby.
Yeah, and then he'll be in the bedroom with you. I'm gonna flip you.
Like a pancake.
Oh!
I'll get the syrup, baby.
I'm out. And then he drops the mic.
And then he drops his penis.
He dropped it in, but then he was all like, whoa, I must be in the dead zone.
Okay, no service here. Yeah, the dead zone. I remember that.
That's all he does. He quotes his own movie titles.
Does he?
Yeah, when you meet him in real life.
Yeah, like he'd be like, I hate you. I'm going to hunt you down like the deer hunter.
Oh.
See, that's what he does.
Because he was in the deer hunter. Yeah. I need to see more of his movies.
They're all on Netflix right now.
Really? Is it like a Christopher Walken Christmas?
Yeah, you know what it's called? It's called Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, we do.
No, just, yeah.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
Is this why I'm not allowed on the show anymore?
No, you're allowed. I'll allow it.
Is that good? Do you like it? Is it?
Yeah, it's chewy.
Bits of apple in there.
Sure. It's tasty.
Those are my leftovers.
Very nice.
But, are there any things you're looking forward to with the new year approaching us?
School.
Yeah.
And I'm limiting myself to only 3 abortions.
That's good. 3 a year?
For next year, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting expensive. So
she can't tell me about it.
So,
any promises or resolutions you're thinking about?
I'm being sued by my old revolutions. What is it?
Resolutions.
So I can't really talk about it right now. But I haven't really, just school is going to be, like, top priority.
Yeah.
I want to fall in love with one of my professors. Like, that's a serious goal that I have for next year.
How old?
Because I want him to beat me smart, beat me clever. How old?
I didn't know she was, like, because, with her log, she might get, like, indubitably, like an old log.
Like,
yeah.
You've got 7 balls in your mouth now. Or wait, what old... So it was from it was an Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
From Big Daddy. Where
Big
she
Daddy.
Got, like,
that's what
you
it
got
is.
Old balls on you.
He's like, yeah, enjoy those old balls. Anyway, so I don't really have. I feel like I will go as old as 45, maybe 50. 50. That's it. 50 is the top number.
All right.
Well,
good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wearing a lot of my grandmother's old rocks to school, so that should hit them pretty
well.
Oh, hard.
Yeah.
That should get them.
Yeah.
Aroused.
They're going to be like, ooh, I need to see you after class. That doily is getting me all excited.
Doily. I don't know. But, yeah, so what about you, Medea?
You know, I don't.
We're moving to a new place. We're moving out.
I know.
We're going to be on our own.
We're separating.
Well, what
does that mean for the podcast?
Our biblical cord is going to be a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Instead of so close.
We're just not going to be sharing a bathroom anymore.
You won't be able to hear my soft twinkles in the toilet.
So it'll be fine, though. I think it'll make our podcast more interesting. I'm glad I didn't talk to you when I got home from work today, because I would have ruined some stories if I had. So that was good. I haven't done a resolution in a long time, because I just feel like, why bother? I don't know. I am looking forward to moving to the Tempe hood. Gonna be fun. I've got a lot of projects in the works that I'm excited about too. My friend Zach, who has not been on the show, but he should totally come on soon. He's working on a concept album that he wants me to do some vocals on, and he actually wants me to help him write some of the songs for this album. So that's really cool. I'm excited about that. And
yeah, Adam was mentioning doing things like that, and I'm like, whatever you want, baby.
Yeah, Adam and I actually were trying to write a song last night.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about projects and things, and I'm looking forward to...
How's Becca?
Oh, gosh. I hope she's okay. She called me earlier, but I didn't answer because I was getting ready to do this.
Sorry, probably not the best time to bring this up, but I remembered overhearing you talking to her the other day, and you were like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah. So basically, she's been living in this back unit for like the past 2 years, and like the man who owns the house in front of it and that unit, he's a cool guy. Like, he's nice. Like,
are they like best friends or something?
Yeah. Like, he's always hanging out with us and stuff. And, she recently started dating this guy who she's known for years, and he's older than other guys that she's dated.
Probably a good thing.
And so the landlord sees her dating an older guy.
Like, how old?
Like, he's in his like 40s.
Wow.
Like early 40s, late 30s.
Okay.
And her landlord is in his like late 50s. And so he sees her dating this older guy, and he's like, I don't like your new boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, dude, like, you haven't even talked to him. What's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so after that first initial thing, yep.
What happened.
So he's like, I can't handle this. I'm absolutely in love with you. And I just, seeing you date somebody, like, and I know the thing is like, he's seeing her with somebody that's, like, older than her usual age range. So it's making him think, like, well, if she's dating somebody older, it's not the age that makes her not with me, and blah, blah, blah. So he told her that she needed to move out by Friday.
What a dick.
It's nothing she's done as a tenant.
No, exactly. It's just because
he's in love with her. He can't handle seeing her with somebody else. So it's like, fuck you. You got to find a new place to live.
Yeah, but shouldn't she sue for that?
He's a lawyer. So,
yeah.
You kind of,
Wow, that's kind of funny.
I would say, fine. So she's trying to get a new place then.
Yeah, it just sucks, though, because it's like, she has a son.
Yeah.
It's different if it was, like, just her. She could, like, crash at a few people's places for, like, a few weeks until she... But she has a child that
she
needs
to... Well, I have a crate, so...
Yeah.
You can crate kids, can't...
Right? Yeah.
chain him up.
He's still cradleable age.
Okay.
Yeah, he's under 9.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, you know, it's once they hit the double digits that they're just too big for crates.
It's not even that. They just start being like, I have rides. And they start.
Then the neighbors
they start thinking.
CPS.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up and drink cough syrup, kid.
So, yeah, I plan on calling her later and seeing how things are going, because that's fucking stressful as shit. And, like, most places, like, even it's like, hey, you have 30 days to get out. It's like, hey, you need to be gone by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the sooner the better would be the good way to go. So
she doesn't even want to be there, like, at this. Like, she came home from work the other day and was like, I don't want to be here.
I wouldn't want to either.
Yeah.
Because, like, you never know what people can do. American Horror Story, man. I mean,
that's Natalie's reference. Everything.
Everything.
So, we had, like, a crime scene. She'd be like, American Horror Story, gentlemen. American Horror Story.
I'm telling you.
It was a normal robbery. No one's dead. American Horror Story. Walks off into the alley.
You can learn quite a lot.
You can learn a lot.
You learn a lot from horror.
Yeah, no, that's intense.
Yeah, I'm just like, shoo. But, I mean, she's a resourceful girl. She's smart. She'll figure something out. She'll be okay. It just sucks because it's, like, the initial, like, stress and, like, shock of the whole thing. Like,
not to my knowledge.
Oh, by the way, I'm in love with you, and you got to get the fuck out of your house. Like,
Yeah, that's...
And I'm like, way to be a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, don't you...
I thought you were an adult. I thought you were a grown man.
Guys don't grow.
No. Well, they grow.
No, but I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, if I was a landlord and that were to happen, to me, you just have to kind of face the music. Just go, look, some people are just not into some people, you know? You just got to move on. And
well, I mean, it's hard, though, too, when you just have to see that person every day.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and, like, he'd hang out with us and shit, too. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
like, they were friends. Like, they would hang out. He went to a birthday party, right?
Yeah.
Which is kind of strange. I don't know. Their relationship to me was, like, not a healthy thing.
It was definitely...
You could tell that he was...
I'm not surprised by it because, there were nights that her and I would just be drinking, like, wine in the backyard, and he'd come home from a bar and just, like, sit down with us and, like, chill, and it was like, okay, that's cool, but you guys are like, oh, let's go to this dive bar today and, like, whatever, whatever. Like, they were buddies, so, yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, that's what's going on with the Becker Bear.
Yeeks.
Speaking of bears... The Chicago Bears were fucking awesome on Monday night.
Oh, are they? It might have been the Broncos that I heard is going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I don't know. Like, the Bears are number 2 in their division right now.
Who's their number 1 in that division?
The Lions. But they have the same standings right now.
Oh, dude. I hope it is Lions and Bears at the Super Bowl, because then you go Lions and Bears. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
Bears all the way.
I don't think that can happen.
The Saints fucking slaughtered the Panthers on Sunday. Like, it was.
You know why? Because when the Saints come, it was marching in.
Right.
Down goes those Panthers.
And you know, I have nothing.
Black Panthers.
Down goes Panthers.
I had nothing against.
Did you say pants cancer?
No.
We should make people more aware of pant cancer, because then maybe people would wear less pants.
There's thong cancer.
Yeah, apparently wearing thongs can cause some damage down there.
To which area, the bunghole or the vajayjay?
Both.
Yeah.
Well, I guess because if you get irritated,
Ladies, let me tell you something about
just
thongs.
Just go commando.
You can go commando, which is also nice.
Support Veterans Day.
But also,
go commando.
But I would say commando is probably your best bet, but sometimes things can happen with that. But thongs, use your thongs for your special occasions. Thongs are not an always thing.
No, just do the edible underwear. Edible panties. That's the best way to go.
Or just crotch on. Oh, yeah, that thing was weird, that underwear they were trying to invent.
They did invent it. A guy is from Phoenix.
Who invented the
clip-on panties.
So you don't have to worry about seam lines or I don't know.
Yeah, so it like cups the vagina.
Yeah.
Like clips onto the vagina. Kind of like a headband.
But for your like, pussy.
But for...
I am baffled.
Yeah.
And disturbed at the same time.
And excited.
I wonder what kind of material it's made out of, though, to keep it cupped.
I think it's like, you remember those slap-on wristbands?
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's something like that.
It's like a pussy slap?
It's a pussy.
Hey, we...
It's a pussy slap-on.
Come on, kids, get your pussy slap-ons.
Slap into a...
Sounds good. Yeah,
slap into a vagina.
Yeah.
Slap into a...
That could be the slogan.
Yeah, we should see if they'd sponsor our cast.
They probably could.
We should. Yeah.
Underground Railroad is brought to you by Slap On Your Pussies.
Pussy slap-ons. Come pussy on. Slap. Get them ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Does your pussy need a slap? Has it... No.
Has your pussy been slapped today?
But yeah, no. I mean, what's going on?
But
in the world today,
what?
I know that like there's a strike.
Oh,
going on with.
I'm gonna sound. I like your Hooters.
You are hilarious, Steve.
No, Natalie's wearing a really. I like the shirt design.
An owl,
it's an owl shirt.
An owl
it's
shirt.
Really, it's really well designed.
And he just made the best joke anyone's ever said.
Really? No one's used that
joke
on
that? No one's said
that
yet. And I've worn this 100 times. Not really. Like, I've worn it all week, though.
And no one has said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no one. Smell it.
What?
Yeah, me too. I wore it actually to the DMV. Oh, my God. If I ever have to hear, no serving.
Cock yeah, that nipple hat.
Wait, we've been saying that now at the DMV?
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
Serving cocksucker.
At window number, line. Suck your balls.
I want to go to that DMV.
Oh, yeah, no. I never saw so many, or I've never seen so many facial tattoos in my life.
Oh, yeah.
It's...
I had a facial tattoo.
Snapshot of the day.
So now I think I know what I want on my left side of my cheek. I'm excited about it.
I know. I should just get a tattoo of, like, a zombie wound on my face.
Oh, yeah.
So it just looks like half of my face has been eaten.
Or you can just do crocodile.
Yeah, actually, that's you know
it.
What? That's probably the better way to
yeah,
go.
Just get a little more
yeah.
realistic, kind of look
yeah.
cooler.
And
yeah.
then when people ask you, you just look at them very seriously and go, never smile at a crocodile.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so funny tonight.
Crocodile tears. But, shit.
Oh, I...
Do you mind if I score a little more cider?
You know what? You've been flashing your Hooters right now, so yeah, you're going to get some.
Oh, shit balls.
No. I don't have any more eggnog, but...
I think I'm...
You're good?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Just a scratch. I'm getting a little thirsty.
So, you were... Strikes.
Strikes. I'm out?
You were talking about a strike?
Oh! Yeah, no, apparently... And, oh, thank you. That's perfect. Thank you. Thank you. I'm driving. So give me that whole bottle.
Oh.
No, so yeah, apparently McDonald's and a bunch of other fast food restaurants
yeah.
are having a strike. Well, not the restaurants, but the employees.
The employees, yeah.
Because they want an increase in pay because I guess they're getting the minimum wage. And I don't know how I feel about this, Steven.
You know what? This is how I feel about this. Okay. McDonald's is not a career. McDonald's
Thank
is
you.
For people who are trying to either get through high school and or college. If you're still stuck at McDonald's, that's probably because you didn't knuckle down and you're a fucking moron. I'm sorry. If you're at a minimum wage job and you expect to get paid the same amount as people who are hardworking, went to college, got a degree, or got like or is doing something like Aaron's doing where you actually learned a skill or something like that, I'm sorry. Move on. You can get another job. Get off my lawn, you fucking hippies.
Yeah, I am a hippie. I don't know. I think one thing... Okay, the minimum wage has not been raised since the 90s. I don't think it's a bad idea to look at raising the minimum wage. Now, I know in the state of Seattle, they're pushing for $15 an hour to be the new minimum wage. That's more than I currently make
yeah.
an hour.
See, that's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I think it is time to look at the minimum wage and raise it. To raise it that high,
I was thinking $10.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they also made a good point as far as, like, because people are on minimum wage, the government is having to supply them with welfare. And it costs the government, a.k.a. us, millions of dollars to support them because they're not able to survive on just the minimum wage. And to be honest, I don't think that we should be giving them welfare, because that's just letting them continue working this shit job.
Exactly.
So it's
that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? No, we don't raise the minimum wage. We lower the age requirement to work at these places.
Yeah.
Once you hit 18, you have until 19 to get the fuck out of McDonald's.
And like, if you're over, if you're 65 and old or 60 and older, then you know, I don't know.
If you're 60 and older, you need to be put down. If you're not contributing to society, this is why I need to become the president of the world, because I will get rid of everything.
You sound kind of like Hitler right now.
No, yeah. Hitler hated one type of person. I hate everybody equally.
I think you wouldn't hate girls with big titties.
It depends.
And I feel like that would be the only population left.
No. It depends, because fat chicks can have big titties too, and I don't like fat chicks.
Okay, so then now you're killing off fat chicks. So it'd just be skinny girls with big tits.
I never said skinny girl. I don't want a twig with tits, okay?
All right, well,
I like a girl with a little bit of curve to her.
All right.
Sounds good.
Well, I definitely think we need to reevaluate the minimum wage.
No, I do agree, but these are the kind of people that they are sitting at their job when they're like, you know, 20-something years old. It's all.
I don't like to assume I know what some people other people's situations are.
Some people.
I don't know why there's a 20-something year old working at a McDonald's. I don't know why there's a 50-year-old working at McDonald's. I don't really care why they're working there.
People are statues. Some people are pigeons.
You know, it's just, I just feel like, we could be looking at the fact that the cost of living has increased in the past 17 flipping years. So why not?
In certain areas.
Well, I know in Phoenix it's different because everything's so fucking cheap here. But, you know, there are places where, it costs a lot to even just breathe there.
Well, and that's what California, their minimum wage is like $10 an hour.
Yeah. I think raising it to a reasonable amount.
And servers make that.
Well,
mind you.
Yes, in California.
In California, which is.
And there are places where you make below minimum wage, but you also are offered the opportunity for tips. And let's raise the minimum wage, but does it need to be? We shouldn't make minimum wage
McDonald's
$20 an hour or something like that.
And that's what people were arguing, like, if we make it $15 an hour, why not $100,000 an hour?
Yeah, because you know how many people would be like, wait, I got a college degree and I'm making less money than a guy at McDonald's is. Is that really fair?
Should I be working at McDonald's?
I think the biggest thing I think this is like one of the big things right now with it is that the fact that these are large corporations that they aren't hurting for money.
No,
it's
exactly.
Not like the local mom and pop place.
They
can afford to give their employees a wage that they can live off of. Point blank. But now if we raise the minimum wage across the board, that's going to hurt other places, like small mom and pop shops that, you know, they don't rake in that kind of money.
Well, you also have to look at it this way too. Okay, most likely most of you don't eat at fast food restaurants and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you also look at, we raise the minimum wages, those prices are going to go up on those. There's no longer going to be a dollar menu for people.
Right.
But then again, how much business is McDonald's going to get to be paying these people $15 an hour?
Unfortunately, McDonald's is always going to be getting business.
No, it's not, actually, if you think about it. I mean, Wendy's actually lost a lot of business because they charge more than the average burger joint right now. And Wendy's doesn't really even have that good of food. So everyone's sitting there going, why'd you raise your money? Mm-hmm. That's why their hours have changed. They no longer open at 5 a.m. They open at 7 a.m.
Oh, you know a lot about this.
I hope they close down.
Yeah, Aaron, because when I get into debates, which is something weird that I thought you actually knew how to do back in high school, is you have to realize all the kind of factors. You can't just go, let's give these people money. It doesn't work that way.
I didn't say let's give them money. I say let's look at raising the minimum
wage. No, they're not
going to.
Okay,
reasonable.
Okay, first off, that is our last concern right now, is these people trying to get that. How about we do this? How about everybody in Washington, let's all take a pay cut.
Right?
How about them?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
No, yeah.
How about we look at that?
Yeah, no way. Yeah. Come on, Steve, you're crazy.
Steve, you are just mad.
You know what? Remember when the government went on a strike? Yeah, those people were
working.
Yeah, I know. They needed a very much needed R&R. They are such hard workers. They're doing so much all the time that
was Obama during that time because he already used up all his vacation days last year.
Son of a bitch.
I know. He didn't know,
he was going off everywhere. He was just like, yeah, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. And then he's like, oh, really? We get a break? Son of a bitch.
I used up all my vacation time and I didn't even need to.
I know, yeah.
And now you're all on a Carnival cruise, and I'm stuck with my dog that's tripping.
But yeah, no, I agree that the minimum wage should change to a certain point, but you also have to look at it. You know what's going to happen with these big corporations like McDonald's, Burger King, Walmart, and all these kind of people. The reason why they can have these prices
is because they're paying their employees shit.
Yeah, so if they don't pay their employees shit, then they're not, then that's the other problem. They don't pay their employees shit. They raise everything. They're not getting the business they want. They're going to have massive layoffs.
Yeah.
Well, and like, people too, their employees are their customers.
No, exactly.
So it's just like, why not give back to, I mean, they're going to be spending the money there anyway. You might as well, I don't know.
No,
yeah,
I agree.
It's definitely a tricky little bitch.
A tricky little noodle. But yeah. I don't know, I just thought it was, I was kind of torn about it, but, I mean, I don't know. I was thinking, like, oh, just raise it a few dollars.
Well,
but
and I was actually,
not, like, ridiculous,
what is
like,
the, what is the minimum wage now?
$7.80.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a lot more than what I was making back in the day. So it's $7.80 right now. Mm-hmm. So what would you say to either $8.50 or $9?
I would say, like
$9-$10.
$9-$10 would be cool.
You guys went way above.
My thing is, though, what I wonder for me personally is if the minimum wage gets raised and, say for example, what if the minimum wage does get raised to $15 an hour and I'm not making $15 an hour? Is my job going to have to change my pay rate then? Because
you're not making minimum.
Yeah, no, they won't care. That's like people on salary and everything that, like, Sammy's on
salary.
You're
going to be like, can you charge me?
Be like, minimum wage? Because
they would probably screw a bunch of other people over who's been there for years.
Well, what I was thinking too, like, when I was young and I was making good money, that's all I did was go and, like, spend it. And, like, I didn't really go create things or go like do art or anything. I just like went shopping all the time when I had money. So I don't know. I'm so torn. Yeah. I mean, $10 an hour isn't like you're getting all this money. So all you're going to be doing is shopping, but
no
kids that are making $10 an hour that are still living at home. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, if you're, would you not worried about bills? Like,
That could be all
that's all in your pocket.
Save it, kids. Save it
or spend it on experiences is what you should do. Spend it on experiences. Travel.
Save it and
go
to shows.
Spend it to your favorite podcast.
Don't forget to check out AmericanJoyPrintShop.com, brought to you by the 4i Radio Network.
We love you guys.
Bye.
See you next time. Hit your ride with us.
This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.